Hello, friends, and thank you for joining me for this episode of the Legacy Homeschool Reflections Podcast. This is the first episode of 2021, so happy new year, and I'm so glad that you are here today. Well, we have a new start. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. So we have a new year and a new start, and I know we're so eager to put 2020 behind us, and yet a new year is not the Savior. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, and I think this is a time for us to be sober-minded and looking to Him for all of our needs and just for His wisdom and His guidance in troubling times and all of the issues that we were facing in 2020 are carried over into 2021 with the pandemic and all that is going on politically and all the unrest in our nation. We are carrying it into the new year, and so we are as much in need of God's direction and mercy and wisdom and grace and healing as we were in 2020. And so I think I have been quite sober-minded in recent days thinking about all of this, all that has transpired in 2020, and not knowing exactly what to expect in 2021. And yet I'm reminded of the quote by Corrie ten Boom that says, "Never be afraid to leave an unknown future to a known God." Or we are familiar with that little phrase that says, "I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow," or "I know who holds my hand." There's a song about that, and that is what I am really thinking about for 2021, is just, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who is my rock and my fortress and my security. And so today we're going to be talking about just the refuge and the comfort of the Lord and His grace. And so I'm going to read Psalm 71, verse 3 to start with, and then we're going to actually look over the whole psalm in this episode. So Psalm 71, verse 3 says, "Be to me a rock of refuge, to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress." So I hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas. It was good to kind of just reflect on the hope that we have in Christ, no matter the circumstances surrounding us, to reflect on the fact that He is the source of our hope and our joy and our peace. And so now we are moving into this new year. If you listen to recent episodes, you will remember that our family just moved right before Thanksgiving. And so that has been really interesting, trying to settle into our new home and to have two huge holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, right after the move. And so we decorated the house for Christmas, actually, and still had many boxes to unpack, but my thought was Christmas must go on, and so that was a joy to be able to decorate our new home, and we are now taking everything down, and it's nice to just kind of let the spaces in the house kind of breathe and feel airy and clean, and we're still getting all of that in order. We also are still trying to unpack and to find solutions for storage, and I'd say the floor plan of this house is very different, and it is lacking in some of the storage that we had previously, and so we're trying to be creative about how to make things work, and we probably are going to have a barn building project ahead of us, not us building it, but just having to have a barn built. So our back porch is piled up right now with a lot of things that need to find a home in a barn. And so lots of interesting things happening, but we are so thankful to be here. So loving already, just even though we've just been here about a month, just so loving being in this new home on this property and so excited to kind of see it come to life in the spring. And here in Texas, that happens earlier, sooner rather than later. And so probably February, March, we'll start really focusing in on trying to plant things and grow things. And we're just excited, especially in times like this, excited to see where we can become more self-sufficient and not having to depend so much on the big box stores. And for the last few years, I've been learning some canning skills, and I'm just so excited to really dive into all of that this year. So you may hear me talking more about some of those homesteading adventures. But for today, our focus is on Psalm 71 and on the refuge and strength that we find in Christ. And so I'm going to just kind of start reading through Psalm 71, and then I'll make some comments here and there along the way. So in verse 1, "In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress." I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to pause and talk about this phrase, "to which I may continually come." One thing that I've talked a lot about on the podcast and in speaking and interviews and things like that is, as mothers, how we can be continually bringing our children before the throne of grace. And I say that any time is the right time to bring our children before the throne of grace. And so that phrase, "to which I may continually come," I just want to encourage you, dear mama, that you may go before the Lord all through the day and all through the night, just calling out and saying, "Lord, I need your wisdom. Lord, I need your help. Lord, give me your desires for me and for my day, and help me to have your heartbeat. Help me to have your heart for my family and for your call on my life here in this home. Even in those mundane moments, give me an eternal perspective to see how doing these daily tasks are an act of worship to you and for your glory." So moving on in verse 4, "Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man." And, you know, I am praying right now with all that's going on politically. I believe that the election has just been a steal. I believe it has been fraud. I believe it has been dishonest. And I believe that there are many wicked men today who want to take away our freedom. I believe that we are really being threatened by socialism and Marxism. That's behind a lot of what we've seen happen in 2020. So, you know, this verse says, rescue me, oh my God, from the hand of the wicked. And we need to be praying, mamas, we need to be praying that God will help us to be discerning of the times that we're living in, and to preserve islands of freedom, that we may raise our families to freely worship the Lord, and what that looks like, and what we need to do in these changing and very concerning times. And then verse 5, "For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth." And I'm so grateful that I can say that the Lord has been my hope from my youth, that I was raised in a godly Christian home, and that I was always pointed to Jesus from an early age. And mamas, you have that opportunity to point your children to Jesus so that they can say, "Lord, you have been my hope from my youth." Verse 6, "Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. my praise is continually of you. And I like to say, you know, I was going to church 3 times a week before I was even out of my mother's womb. That is a heritage that I received to be raised in a Christian home and to be taken to church and to be discipled. And I don't take that lightly. I believe that is such a gift from the Lord. Verse 7, I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed with scorn and disgrace. May they be covered who seek my hurt. And I have been praying, ladies, that this election fraud would be exposed, that it would be a disgrace to those who have been dishonest, that those who are working evil in our country and seeking to take away our freedoms, that their sin would be brought to light and truth would prevail. And I just hope that you're praying that along with me. It's time for us as believers to really be on our knees and to really be praying for revival and for the Lord's intervention and the Lord's mercies and his wisdom and guidance through these confusing and disturbing times. And then verse 14, but I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. That's a great thought. I will praise you yet more and more. How can we be praising the Lord more and more in our homes? How can you praise the Lord more and more in your home with your children this week? One thing I love to do is when I'm outside with a little one and I hear the birds singing or something like that, just to say, God is so good to give us this beautiful day and that we can hear the little birds singing or whatever it is. You know, God is so good to give us rain to water our flowers or just to point out God is our great creator. Just things along those lines to point them to the glory of God that we can see in his creation and we can praise him. We can choose to have gratitude and to praise him. And this is an area that I have been convicted in my own life that I need to have more gratitude to the Lord. And I believe that this year and the threats that we faced and concerns about, just the economy, concerns about our health, concerns about our safety, concerns about what is happening politically, I believe it's brought to light that things can change very quickly and things can be very uncertain. And just because things are going along year after year and we're basking in many blessings doesn't mean that things could not change suddenly, and how we need to appreciate the blessings of God and how we need to value our freedom and stand for our freedom and be thankful for every day the Lord gives us in health and his abundant blessings in our lives. And I need to praise him and thank him and express that more than I do. And that's something I really desire to work on in my own life and not take the blessings of the Lord for granted. Verse 15, my mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. Now, when I think about this, ladies, about this idea of from my youth or from birth, you know, when I think about the Christian heritage that I was given,
I think how much God has showered his love upon me, that he has guided me throughout my life. And even when I at times have taken that for granted or been stubborn or hard to, you know, learn the lessons he's trying to teach me, he's just continued to be patient with me and continue to show me and guide me and to teach me through the different seasons in my life, and how patient and how faithful. And I just pray that he continues to guide me and teach me and grow me and sanctify me to be more and more like him. I still have so much to learn, but he is a very faithful God. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? God is a righteous God. He does what is right, and we are to be like him. And that means that we should also do what is right. Do we have a heart to do what is right in the sight of God rather than in the sight of the culture around us? We are living and raising children in a very ungodly culture. Do we have a heart for his kingdom and his righteousness? Verse 20, you who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. Isn't that beautiful? Sometimes we walk through great hardship and great struggle and great pain and trial, and yet God revives us again, and he is the God of all comfort. I love that. And comfort me again. God's comfort isn't just for one time. It's over and over again. He holds us in his arms and comforts us and, you know, sings over us with his love. And he is always there. Then verse 22, I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed, and my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. That is Psalm 71. I hope that those verses encourage your heart the way they do mine. We are probably all feeling battle weary after 2020. I feel a little different walking into 2021. I don't feel the same motivation to be like, here's my planner and I'm going to plan it all out and here's the plan for the year and I'm so excited for all these goals. I really don't feel that way because I don't know what to expect. I think I'm more just on the tired side of things and just, Lord, please lead me and guide me according to your will and your plan. And please give me the opportunities to serve you that you want me to have. And please help me to be faithful, to do what you have called me to do. And just trusting the Lord, instead of having a year mapped out on my planner, just trusting the Lord to guide. We don't know what this year holds, but we are in a good place, really, when we are humbly looking to the Lord and needy before him and just allowing him to show us the next steps. And so the Lord wants to strengthen his people. And I believe that this is a time where we really need to be in his word and we need to be in prayer and just being shored up and strengthened by the graces he gives us through his word and his people and through prayer and, you know, just preparing ourselves and our hearts and our minds for action in what it is that we will be facing in the days ahead, even though we don't know what that's going to look like, good or bad, we don't know. But will 2020 be a better year? everyone says we sure hope so. But it could be a worse year if things continue on the trajectory that they have been on. The economy could see a huge devastation. We could lose freedoms. We don't know what's ahead. And so it could be better, it could be worse. But whatever happens in 2021, the Lord our God is with us, and He is our rock and our refuge and our strength and our comfort. And so it would serve us well to be making sure that we are strong in the Lord. We're already probably, a lot of us, very tired and weary and exhausted emotionally from the year that we've been through. And so we don't know what this year holds, and we need to have strength. As in Isaiah, it talks about, mounting on wings as eagles and running and not growing weary and walking and not fainting. How the Lord gives us the ability to soar above, and it only comes when we spend time with Him in His Word and in prayer, and really pursuing our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and being strengthened by His promises. And so that is my exhortation and my encouragement to you today, is to just press into the Lord and to trust Him for the year ahead. And to help you to be in the Word, I encourage you to look at the Word Study Scripture Writing Journals that we've put together for ladies and young ladies. Those are available on my website, legacyhomeschoolreflections.com, and they are also available on Amazon. And those are just a resource to help you to enhance what you're already doing in reading God's Word. Just a little word study each day and a little scripture writing, and just some hymns and quotes from great Christians. Just a resource meant to encourage and strengthen you. And so I encourage you to check those out. And thank you so much for listening today. I would love to hear from you. If you want to reach out to me on social media or leave me a review for the podcast, I love to connect with listeners. And so I encourage you just to reach out. And if you have any questions, things you would like me to address this year on the podcast, I'd love to hear your ideas for that too. So thank you for listening. Happy New Year, and may the Lord be with you until we meet again. Goodbye.